Joining us now in the KYMN studios is Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, thanks for coming in. You're all bundled up for the winter time in your winter attire now.
Yep, got the winter sweater out, the old sheriff's brown sweater. So,
you know, this time of year, I have had probably in the last few weeks, I've had a number of people come up to me and comment and they say, if you're going to talk with Sheriff Dunn this month, be sure to find out when the sheriff's band is going to be playing. If you guys got any gigs that they can see, kind of.
Well, maybe in the spring. Right now, we're playing in Alexandria here in December, and then we're playing up in Breckenridge in March. So it's not Orlando or Daytona Beach, but we're working our way that way.
Yeah, when you get back from the world tour, maybe you'll play the hometown crowd here sometime.
No, we'd like to get back again sometime. We did one gig this summer just north of Faribault, and it was well received. So, yeah. I hope to get the guys together, but with five sheriffs from across the state, makes it kind of difficult to get together for gigs and to even practice. So, Pat Eliason, he lives up in Grand Marais, so that's a little haul, and then we went there and did something one weekend and we kind of got snowed in for a day, so. Got to be careful. You never know in winter here in Minnesota. So,
all right, and well, let's kind of segue into that. What's the ice looking like on the area lakes now? You see people getting out there and talking here about that.
Yep.
Is it getting to be more safe? And to what extent is it safe?
No ice is ever safe, but it is getting thicker, and we're having better reports on consistent ice and. I hear the fishing's pretty good as well. So I just ask that people, if they're going to go out, make sure they do the float coat or a PFD under their warm winter jacket or on the outside. I don't care because, we've had a couple people break through, checking the ice, walking out, and, consistently they're saying 4 inches a lot of places, and then all of a sudden you get to a place where there's a current, and then it's like 2 inches and... So be careful. I would not recommend driving snowmobiles or ATVs or vehicles out there yet. So,
the state, from what I understand, we had a news story on it. If my memory serves, they've kind of upped the recommendation for ice thickness with ATVs.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be people used to have little 4x4s and but now you get the big side by sides and they weigh a lot more, and it's a whole different ball game. Yeah, you've got a lot more weight going on there, especially with two people in.
Definitely, yeah. So make sure you take precautions. And the other thing I want to mention too is not just on their lakes and ponds, but the rivers, and rivers are even more unpredictable. And then with the storm damage that we got, it's not going to be as easy to maneuver up and down the river like some people have done in the past with cross-country skiing and or on their snowmobiles. But I'd avoid the rivers at all possible, just because you could have a shallow area and all of a sudden then it's 6-7 feet deep, and then there's very little ice because of the current under there. So be cautious on the rivers and watch out for the debris on the rivers from our tornado damage.
Yeah, and be patient, careful. It's going to be down maybe our first sub-zero night tonight. So it'll help. Things are just moving along. It's still only December the 6th.
Right, right.
All right. Speaking of that and lakes and such, you had a call for a cabin fire.
Mm-hmm.
Terry did a report yesterday, the day before, earlier this week, on Roberts Lake. And boy, with all the damage that they sustained on Roberts Lake from the tornadoes just a couple of months ago, now you've got a fire. Boy, that's really insult to injury. It's a good thing that nobody was injured.
Nobody was injured. Nobody was home. But the cabin in it was a nice cabin. It was completely lost. Faribault Fire Department and the deputies and North Ambulance responded about 7:35 on Tuesday night. And, when the deputy pulled up on scene, it was fully involved, and Morristown Fire came over with a couple tankers and assisted, but it was more or less just to protect the property around it. And this family took a hit from the tornado. They had significant damage to their property and to the cabin, and we're working on getting everything back. You got the electricity going again in there, and then this happens. So it's still, have not heard from the fire department or the fire marshal if, as a cause for the fire yet. So that still remains under investigation.
And boy, that area and so many areas in the Rice County and your mm-hmm. jurisdiction, well, you drive around, you see there's just holes in the sky where trees used to be. There's so much, and some of the, you know, the pristine area around the lakes in the Faribault area,
yeah.
you see them without trees, and it's just a totally different landscape, and people are still digging out and will be for a while.
They are. It's the landscape has changed. Yeah, you specifically brought up the Roberts Lake area, the Morristown area. You know, they've totaled, I think, up to 7 houses now in Morristown that have to totally be demolished and rebuilt, and there could be more. But again, we're so fortunate nobody was injured in that incident, and we're going to be doing a couple weeks here on the 17th. We're going to have all of our emergency responders and the city of Northfield, Faribault, and Rice County get together and kind of do a debrief on what we learned from this to better prepare ourselves for next time. If there is a next time, I hope there never is, but we have to prepare like there will be. And we learned a lot of things. We did a lot of things good, and there's some things that we can do better, and that's why we're going to get together and do a debrief on this. So we knew we wanted to do one, but you know, we just got the declaration back from the governor's office saying that $2 million will be coming back to Rice County for mm-hmm. costs and recovery and to fix things up, with a large part of that being the Faribault Airport. But then, you know, some areas out by Morristown as well, the highway, county highway department will get some reimbursement for things, and as well as the townships that mm-hmm. reported damage. So, you know, Jennifer Hauer Schmitz, our emergency management director, worked with Tim Isom and Dusty Dienst and Faribault and got people together and to get the reports done, and now the state's going to come in and assist. So that's great, and I want to thank them for all their work.
You know, when the state does step in, you know, it's $2 million is a nice little chunk of change.
Yeah.
That, because
yeah.
there are a lot of government agencies, a lot of individuals and such that have sustained a lot of damage. Where does that money go? Does that go to, you know, the county, the townships, the government agencies?
Yep.
Does it go to individuals? Can they apply for grants? Or
they
anything?
Can apply for grants, okay. but most of this money is coming back to public infrastructure and those kind of things, you know. So if we had damaged roadways, utilities, those kind of things, things that were quite costly. Fortunately, most people have insurance on their properties, and that covers a majority of it, but they might be able to get assistance, because a lot of people, especially in the Morristown area, so they built their house for a certain cost, say 10 years ago. To rebuild that house today is not the cost, and that's, you know, they don't insure it for today's cost. Mm-hmm. They insure it for what the value of it was when you built it. So now to build the same house, they're finding out, oh, it's going to cost us another $80,000 to $100,000 in one case. So they're going to be eligible for some grants that they can apply for, low-cost grants.
Man, that we talked a lot when that happened in the short aftermath of the tornadoes
mm-hmm.
about the quote unquote widowmaker, you know,
yeah.
the trees that you may not realize that right above you there's a big branch that could
yes.
fall down. I haven't heard of any injuries or anything like that. Is there still a danger of that? Have you had any?
Yeah, we've not heard of any falling on anybody. I just heard yesterday, so a person was doing some cleanup, and he had he was chainsawing, and the chainsaw caught on something or got bound up, and then it kicked back at him, broke his arm, and so he's has to go through reconstructive surgery on his shoulder and arm. So
yeah.
Again, you know, and that's, you know, that was on September 20th that storm came through, and I still see people out there. I still see the tree companies working. The county is going to be getting a bid. They actually got a bid, I believe, to go in and clean out Wilderness Park. And that's going to be a job. I don't know if you've been by Wilderness Park, Jeff, but the trails are covered. You can't navigate that safely. So the county is going to work to have that cleared. So hopefully by spring, people can start using the park again.
Yeah, yeah. If you think back at that time, you saw so many trees that were uprooted, the whole root system brought up. And that's because we had quite a bit of rain, you know, leading up to that. So with that, a lot of times it's easier and to get to it in the winter time when the ground is frozen and you do less damage and such. So a lot of that going on now. Hey, let's switch gears a little bit. We have talked in the past about some metal detectors and things going in at the courthouse. Are they in now?
Yes, they are in, and we actually kicked off our security screening at the Rice County Courthouse on Monday, so that is staffed now all the time by, I shouldn't say all the time, not 24 hours, but 7:45 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon. We have personnel at the west door. That is the only entrance you can use now if you go to the courthouse. So you have to use the west door. It's handicap accessible, and you have to go through the weapon screening area. Normally we have two staff there, and so if you have a bag or a briefcase, anything like that, you have to put it through the x-ray machine, and then you walk through a metal detector. We haven't asked, I don't think we're asking people to take their shoes off like at the airport, but if it goes off, then we have the wands that we can check things. But yeah, just on the first day alone, we did have a knife and some drugs that tried to come into the courthouse. So but outside of the screening area, there's a thing called the amnesty box. So that's your last chance. If you've got something and you think you're going to walk in with it, you put it in that amnesty box. It's gone. You will not get it back, but we won't charge you with anything. So if you drop a knife in there that was illegal, or the brass knuckles, or that little bag of marijuana that you thought you left at home that you found in your pocket, if they deposit in the amnesty box, then they can't be charged. But it happens, Jeff. When we would do this temporary screening before, you know, we would put it up and people would walk in that west door and they'd see the screeners and they would bolt out the back door, run to the bathroom, and you're like, I wonder what's going on here, you know? So
I always carried my dope in every other time I got busted. That's not an excuse, folks.
So, but it, you know, and I appreciate people's patience, and you know, obviously it takes a little bit of time, and if you come in at certain times, there might be 3-4 people waiting there, but it's for everybody's safety. It's something we wanted to do for a long time, and then we finally got a grant from the judicial branch to assist with this. So, and then the commissioners approved the rest, and so now we have weapon screening, and I think a majority of the staff and the users of the courthouse are going to appreciate this, knowing that we don't have weapons coming into the courtrooms anymore.
All right, so use the west entrance.
Yes.
All right. Lastly, we are in the holiday season. I know the Sheriff's Department has a long history, and it's close to you. The Salvation Army, bell ringing and raising some funds for the Salvation Army. How's that going this
year? You know, it's going pretty well. We still have spots open for people that want to ring, so if you can get out there and ring the bell at the grocery stores in Northfield or Faribault or Lonsdale, that would be great. We're also at the Walmart store in Faribault. But, you know, just that little time that you can take there to ring the bell would be much appreciated. It comes back here. So 88% of the funds that we raise here in Rice County come back to help us, to help the people right here in Rice County that need help. The rest of it's going to go for disaster relief. And so you say, well, you know, geez, well, we don't have that many disasters. Fortunately, that's true. But when we did have that tornado, who do you think the first person was there helping, feeding people and giving refreshments? It was the Salvation Army. Their crew came out. They were in Morristown. They were in Faribault. And I believe they actually came out and put up a truck east of Northfield at the couple days after. So that disaster relief that we kick into that did come back and help Rice County this year. So shop with the cop. It helps us help those 25 kids that don't have winter clothes and boots and stuff to go and shop with an officer and get the winter clothes that they need so that they're warm going to and from school. And then if somebody is, you know, out of a job and down and out and they're ready to shut their electricity off or something like that, they can come to the Salvation Army and get some assistance. And so it does help here. If you can't take time to ring when you go in there, drop off some change, drop off any amount of money. We appreciate it. You know, every year we tend to get one or two people that drop off a nice gift. You know, we'll open up the kettle and there's a $500 check, and that's just awesome. And you know, it, someday that might be us that needs that help. So if we're in a position, you know, to give a little bit now, it all helps in the end. So if you could do that, we appreciate it.
All right. Sheriff, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate that, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jeff. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Once again, that's Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn.